Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 17, Letter Number 6483, Baruch Hashem, dated Yutes El 19 of El Tosh Yudches, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I'm very surprised that you don't mention anything about your activities in spreading the wellsprings in the Holy Land, Tibon of Yisikoyim. Because the Rebbe said, it's my hope that somebody like you doesn't need a lengthy explanation in that which is written, Ma'ashem mitzad degeber koinonu v'darkoi yechpas. The verse says, steps of man are being prepared by Hashem, and his way, and the way of Hashem, he desires, which means, Rebbe explains, one of the interpretations is that the road, when we say Darkoi, his road, the road is the road, as the Pasuk says, Vishamru Derech Havaye Lasis Doko Mishpat, to keep the path, the road of Hashem, to do justice, charity, and justice. So the road, and beyechpot stavka, desire. Now, desire, you can say various languages. The word yechpot means chefetz is pnimis haratzon. That's the inner of the will. So that you should want the way of Hashem. So the person who gets from Hashem places him in a certain situation, the steps of man is led by Hashem, then the ways of Hashem you must desire, and the Rebbe says the inner desire in a chefetz. So the Rebbe says this is understood, that since we're saying the inner desire, that this really, this matter hinges on the inner matter of things, which is the hidden parts of the soul and the hidden part of Torah. That's the Chassidus, the Kabbalah. Especially during these days, we say in the special chapter of the Dovid Hashem Ori that we say during the month of Elul, Achas Sha'alti, there's one thing I ask, and then you say, Bakshu Fonai, Espanecha Hashem Avakesh, seek my face, and we say, I seek Hashem. That means we're involved in seeking the inner of Hashem, the inner of Torah. So the Rebbe says this needs to be translated into spreading the wellsprings, because you are over there, and that's one of the purposes. The Eibishter wants you there, and he wants you there to spread Chassidus. And the Rebbe says, I pray, Yiratzin, that at least from here on, you should occupy yourself in this with the necessary energy, and in such a way to fill in that which has not been done till now. And the Rebbe adds, apparently this is talking about somebody who moved to Eretz Yisrael, and the Rebbe says that the ear of Eretz Yisrael, being in Israel, and also the days of Elul, when there is this odorous, this arousal to reconnect to Hashem, that's going to help. So get involved to spreading the wellsprings. The Rebbe blesses him for good news and for ksivach sima teva. And the Rebbe adds a footnote, a nun beis, a P.S. Perhaps, the Rebbe says, to bring this matter in a more active way, in a practical way. So the Rebbe says, it's fitting that you should connect yourself with Tzidei Agudas Chabad, with the Lubavitch Youth Organization, and you suggest to them that you are ready to visit in fitting places, if they have places for you to visit, that you're ready to do that. So the Rebbe is actually giving him a practical way to connect with Tzidei Agudas Chabad, and maybe they'll be able to use him and show him and direct him where he can be of influence. So the Rebbe is very surprised that he doesn't mention anything about his activities. And the Rebbe says, somebody in your level, I don't need to go into great explanation how important it is. And the Rebbe says, even if you missed out, you should do now more to make up. The Rebbe says, it's the month of Elul. We do the Tehillim, Achas Sha'alti Meis Hashem. You're in Israel. The days, you have that support, and you are able to accomplish this and spread the wellsprings to the outside.